day, Cam.
Yeah, sorry, mate. I was just with somebody.
Hey, I just want to, just by way of example, man, I was looking at that email that I sent to Warren, and when I read it, I recalled what it was about.
Yeah.
This is the one that says, Warren, putting aside everything else, I would like to discuss the house at Rain Road. Currently, Rebecca has a loan offer of 620 guaranteed by Rebecca's father-in-law, basically. Okay? And then it says, the reason I mention this is if the loan amount was 660 to cover it, and I say on a without prejudice basis, portion involved, a further 40,000, then at an interest rate of 6.9, that would be equal to 950. That was when I said to Warren that I would pay him that 40,000, which was my earnings for the previous year.
Do you know what that's called, Matt? That's called hydraulicking.
What do you mean hydraulicking?
That's called hydraulicking.
What do you mean?
When you write up something for more than it's worth.
No, no, because it wasn't. What I would say to Warren is, we'd be buying the house at 620. I said, if he wants to put a mortgage against it for 660, then that would clear the 620 and then pay him 40 extra. So our repayments would go up, but he would get 40 grand off me.
Yeah.
So there's nothing to do with the purchase price of the house. Hydraulicking is to do with banks when you inflate the purchase price of the house. This is about me saying to Warren,
it also happens with businesses as well, like when you tell a bank you've got a sale and purchase agreement for...
Yeah, no, I understand that. I understand what hydraulicking is. But what this was...
Of course you do, because you did it.
No. Look, Cam, you said you'd listen to me.
Yeah.
And I'm just saying, all this was me going to Warren, hey, Warren, you can take the first mortgage over the house and give me 660. And I'll pay you 40 and clear out the existing loan on the house.
Yeah.
That's it. But my point being, and that was, and then down the bottom I said, so we can stop fucking with each other. The fact is, however you want to read that was what my intent was there, was just to put this thing behind me.
Yeah.
And it was actually to give him money. It wasn't trying to extort money out of him. It was saying, he was saying, you fucked up the last 6 months, I want my money back, you're a cunt, and I'm going to get 40 grand back.
Yeah.
And the only way I can get you 40 grand is by securing it against the house that's in Rebecca and her father-in-law's name. So how about you take over the mortgage and we'll add 40 grand to that? So this was part of an overall negotiation. But it was me trying to end the relationship with him and be done with this.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So my point being that, you know, it might look, look, I don't even think it looks sinister when I read it, but there is always two sides to these sort of things, man.
Yeah, well, there's always two sides, and sometimes there's three or four.
Yeah, I understand, but
I'll go and have a look through that again, and I've got a few other things. I was just making some notes based on our conversation so that it was fresh in my mind.
The fact is, mate, I've just read the blogs now. I hadn't read them before I called you. I passed over the one last night that I'd been out at, you know, and I just read them now. And I read them when I was driving back here. One of my mates just rang up and said, fuck, man, you are getting a pasting. And it's nothing short of that, man. I'm just getting, you know, and
that's
I'll
what
take
I'm
it on
known
the
for.
Oh, no shit, you're known for it, and I don't hold it against you. I mean, all credit to you, but fuck, I'm getting beaten up.
Well,
you know,
I'll give you some friendly advice, Matt. Don't read them.
Yeah, but dude, it's not so much. From my point of view, I find it hard enough to get work already.
Yeah.
I mean, there's not exactly people lining up to get me to do anything for them.
Oh, your mate Bruce is helping out with Bell Jr.
Yeah. I mean, look, but that Bell Jr. still has to have clients that want work done.
Yeah.
And I'd say 50% of the people I meet fucking do a bit of history snapping and then go, fuck this guy, I don't want him anywhere near me, he's cancer.
Yeah, well, I'm about the same.
Yeah, so I'm saying that's what I, and you say don't read it, but of course I'm going to read it because it has an effect on me. I mean, you know, who doesn't read your shit, bro? Let's be honest.
Well, I mean, I guess that's a good point. Maybe I could use that as a marketing line. Who doesn't read The Whale?
Who doesn't read The
Whale? Yeah. Hey, mate, I've really got to go. I've got somebody with me.
Okay, but I'm just saying, there's more to this than...
I'm sure there is.
Dude, it feels like I'm taking a complete fucking pasting.
Well, you
this,
are.
To be honest.
Yeah.
Is that fair?
Life's not fair.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
Okay, bro.
All right, see you, bye.